All right, we continue right now with Connections. I'm Rick Moore, along with Bill Newell, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. Josh Arnold will be by a little bit later on. And right at the top of the program, we are joined by the Essex Police Chief, Paul Francis, in this time of emergency. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Very well. Actually, not too bad. And interestingly enough, my routine, I guess maybe because it's I'm old, hasn't changed all that much. But I'm guessing in the town of Essex, Chief, things are not quite normal. So maybe a little bit of an update of where you guys are as you see it at the moment.
Well, right now we're trying to keep status quo along with all these extra things that we're having to do now with the coronavirus. I get updates constantly, and we're having to revise policies and procedures and how we deal with situations like this. We're currently looking at potentially changing the way we do our shifts to try to maintain our staffing under any circumstances. Knock on wood, right now we don't have any officers out ill, but going forward we don't know what's going to happen, so we're looking at trying to reserve our offices and try to keep them as fresh as possible throughout the process here.
Yeah, it sounds very...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Chief. It sounds very similar to what Chief Fitzgerald was saying yesterday in Manchester, that you're going to have to change the staffing a little bit to make sure that things can be covered.
Yeah, we're going to just have to basically change the way we do business. And we've got a system that we're talking about doing, which is possibly going to have offices working longer shifts during the day, but the way the shifts would work is hopefully we would have to fill less shifts, and that would allow us to extend our staffing in case something happens or somebody's out sick or what have you.
Mm-hmm. Has there been any changes? Have there been any changes in terms of needs from Essex residents? In terms of calling the police for help.
Right now what's happening is we're getting a lot of questions. A lot of the needs that they may have, whether it's food or what have you, a lot of times they may call the Board of Health, or there's different organizations like through the school, excuse me, and the community that would help out. But for us, we're getting a lot of calls and questions regarding what people can and can't do with the stay-at-home advisory, the closing down of the parks, and that sort of thing.
Chief, this may seem like a weird question, but your experience during the Marathon bombing with the chain of command and information coming down from the state and so on, is that in play right now? Is that experience a benefit to you, or is this a completely different ball of wax?
Well, for me, I was more on the front line when we had the Marathon bombings go on. Myself and one of our other officers was on the SWAT team, the Cape Ann Regional Response Team, and we were out basically going, searching houses and vehicles and that sort of thing, looking for the bomber that was still loose. But for this, for my purposes, it's more of a command thing. I'm getting emails and phone calls, and we're doing conference calls all the time and getting updates. And a lot of it does come into play in the fact the way things are organized. What's very difficult for, I believe, all of us is that so much information is coming in at one time, and it's evolving so quickly. It's very difficult to keep up with it and to get it out to the troops without it changing by the time it gets out.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How do you do that? Do you have to do it by radio? Do you have meetings? I mean, and as you said, this stuff is changing almost minute by minute.
It really is. It's evolving very quickly. And I've been here almost 25 years, and obviously we've never really had anything to this degree. So it's a learning experience for all of us. We're all learning together. What I'm doing is I have regular staff meetings with my command staff, and I communicate with all the officers as much as I possibly can. And then if, fortunately, we do have the technology where if something changes really quickly, we can text, we can email. Most of our officers can get their emails from home, so we're able to keep everybody, our officers, up to date. I think the toughest part is getting the information out to the public.
The Essex Board of Health has posted a press release, I think it was a day or two ago, putting out the fact that there is one Essex resident who's been confirmed with COVID-19. I know that in Gloucester there are four or five. I think there are one or two up in Rockport. So Cape Ann, again, knocking on wood, in general, has, I guess what I'm saying is people are paying attention to this and they're doing what they're supposed to do. And in Essex, I'm sure the roads are a little bit quieter than normal.
They really are. Most people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, fortunately, and we certainly appreciate that on our end. At nighttime, it's pretty well almost a ghost town around here, to be honest with you. A lot of the restaurants are closed down. I mean, you do have some that are doing takeout. But for a town like this where we have so many restaurants, we have so many people coming to these restaurants, they're so well known around here, to see that, it's a wake-up call, frankly.
Absolutely. Is there any extra burden on the police department, Chief, with respect to the lockdown and people? It's not a lockdown, but people being asked to stay in their homes, because I know that the governor said he can't order people to lock down in place. He won't do that. But on the other hand, you don't want to see people congregating. I see a few people when I'm out walking on the boulevard. I'll see a few people, just walking together, but they have ever since I've known them. So any extra added problems with you guys so far?
Nothing major. We've had a few situations where we've had to talk to people about, congregating together and playing, like, basketball, for instance, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate. We don't like to have to do that, obviously. The concern would be if there was a shelter in place, which there is not. There's just an advisory right now, because it's very difficult for us to have to tell people, you know, you can't be doing this, you can't be doing that, things that they've been doing all their lives. But when we have to do, when we have situations like that, we will just talk to people and say, look, come on, you really shouldn't be doing this or what have you. It's for your own good, it's for our good. But it's unique to all of us.
Isn't it, though? Well, I've known you for a long time, Chief, and I know that what you're saying is absolutely true. It's very difficult to tell someone, no, you can't do that, especially a taxpayer in this country. Chief, is there anything else that I haven't asked you about that you want to mention, in terms of safety, in terms of dealing with this, or anything else?
I would just like to say, I'd like to ask everybody to please heed the warnings and listen to what the governor is saying. Try to keep your social distance. Understand that we're out here, we're always going to be out here. No matter what happens, we'll always be fully staffed. Call us if you have questions. Try to remain calm, help your neighbor, and just bear with us, because we will all get through this.
Great advice, Chief, and we will. Thank you so much for taking the time. We'll talk again soon.
You're very welcome, Rick. You take care.
Thank you. You as well, Chief. That is Chief Paul Francis of the Essex Police Department, former student of mine, absolutely tremendous, great guy, and wishing him well, and you couldn't have a better man at the helm over there in Essex, as far as I'm concerned.